You're listening to Civic Media. You can tune into any of our live shows on any radio station across the state with the Civic Media app. Find us in your phone's app store and listen anytime, anywhere.
Welcome back to Mino and the Mayor. It's time for Valley Focus on 98.3 and 96.5 WISS.
We will get back to Mino and the Mayor, but first from the WISS studios, it's producer Todd and New Wisco News Bureau Chief, Lisa Hale.
And you did it right again. I'm getting so proud of you.
Gotta be proud of something, that's for sure.
Today, joining us on Valley Focus, we have Michelle Schmidt-Schultz. Got it all in there.
I got it all in there.
And she's with the Oshkosh Farmers Market. Welcome.
Hi, it's great to be here again.
You've had a great kickoff. I mean, so far the season's been very good for the Farmers Market.
Yeah, opening day was outrageous.
I heard rumors or something that maybe we had like a...
We had a record number of vendors on opening day. We had 139 vendors, which opening day, it's about 30 more than we usually have. So it was crazy. And attendance was off the charts. It was shoulder to shoulder on the streets. And the best part about opening day was there was absolutely no incident.
That is always good.
As we were cleaning up the streets with the police department, the CSOs that were on duty, they're like, we did not get one call for the farmers market today. And I'm like, that is freaking amazing. Yeah.
I suppose when you grade things, you look at attendance and weather and then incidents.
Incidents. So it was an absolutely perfect opening market if there was ever going to be one.
I mean,
everybody was great. And vendors were selling out by 10:30, 11 o'clock. So thanks everyone who supported that farmers market on opening day.
Now, opening day was great, but now we're looking at July, and I know we've got some stuff this weekend and next to talk about. Let's talk about this weekend first,
though. Well, this coming weekend, with it being the 4th of July weekend, we actually have some retired veterans that hang out in our market tent with us, and we have Flag Day for Kids. And so what that means is that the veterans will be in the tents handing out flags for kids at the farmer's market. So it's kind of fun to see 500 flags blowing around the farmer's market.
I will tell you that as a show, Mino and the Mayor, we really support our local veterans. I mean, it's a big part of what we do. We do a feature every week, thanks to Nate Olson from Olson Legal Group. But it's really kind of hits us home in the heart, right?
Yes.
I mean, and so it's nice to see a community event like the Farmers Market step up and say, it's a way of saying thank you.
Exactly. And, you know, the Oshkosh Farmers Market really prides itself on being a community event. So we really try to embrace everyone as much as we can. We try to give everyone a spotlight at the market.
And I can just imagine seeing all the wee ones running around with those flags. It's going to be a field of red, white, and blue.
It is a field of red, white, and blue. Exactly. And lots of smiles. Lots of smiles.
And that's this coming weekend. But I know next weekend at the farmer's market, it's also going to be a big one.
Yeah. So we go from July 4th to...
We go from July 4th to Christmas in July.
Perfect.
So Christmas in July, of course, we will have Santa Claus and he'll be checking his list. So make sure you're on the nice list that day.
I'm in trouble, Michelle. I'm in trouble. Let me just say that.
But Christmas in July has kind of blossomed into a support for both the Oshkosh Area Community Pantry and the Salvation Army. So with the Oshkosh Area Community Pantry, they actually come down with shopping carts in their big truck. And they put up signs where customers can buy two items from a vendor and take one home and donate one. And so they don't have to go donate it at the pantry. The pantry actually goes around the market and picks up all these items and loads them on their truck to take back to the pantry. Last year, our farmers market goers donated over $1,000 worth of produce.
Wow. Or
1,000 pounds of produce, I'm sorry.
That's amazing.
That is amazing.
That's a lot of fresh vegetables for people that don't typically have access to that type of produce. So
basically, we're going to be walking around at the vendors, and if I come across somebody who's selling by July, will there be tomatoes by July?
Probably.
Oh, we have a tomato vendor who has a hothouse. So yes, there will be tomatoes.
So, you know, and I go, ooh, I want to buy this, you know, a big thing of tomatoes, and I want to buy one for the
pantry
as well. So they'll just take those, set them aside,
They'll just set them aside, and you don't have to do anything but buy them and donate them.
That is wonderful.
It's a great promotion because it supports our farmers, and it supports our pantry.
Absolutely.
I really like the idea that the pantry came up with. It's a fabulous one.
You also mentioned before we went on about the fact that The bell ringers will be
That's
there.
That's right. And it's what do we all see at Christmas time?
Ding,
them
ding,
red
ding,
kettlebells.
Ding, ding. That's right.
You will see them at the Oshkosh Farmers Market for Christmas in July at the Farmers Market. So you'll find the Salvation Army collecting in their red kettles on the south end of the market.
You know, I was just thinking, we should dress up for Christmas in July. And then it hit me. No, I am not wearing some fur-lined velvet red thing. But I can just imagine, I can just see Santa in shorts at Christmas in July.
Well, he's going to be there, right?
Santa's going to be there. Santa's going to be there. And Santa looks just like Santa, but he'll have his red, white, and blue vest on. So.
Gotcha. Perfect. Because I was kind of worried about Santa. Yeah. You know, that red suit could be a little hot in the summertime.
Yeah, he gets a little toasty.
Yeah, just a little bit. Fur-lined, velvet.
No, we give him a nice shady tent and give him lots of water.
That is amazing. So is there...
Wait a minute. No cookies and milk? Come on!
Well, I'm sure there's somebody selling cookies.
Probably.
At the farmer's market.
Right.
We can get
There'll
him some
be
cookies.
Plenty of cookies and milk, I'm sure.
With everything that happens at the farmer's market, this is just something that is completely free.
Correct.
To the entire community. Correct. You just walk the farmer's market. If you want to buy produce or flowers or baked goods, you can.
You can. And if you just want to graze the market, you can. If you just want to just check out the sites, the people watching is phenomenal down there.
So Lisa and I went the first week, and we did the grazing. So we hit really? We hit up various places to eat.
Did you try any of the new vendors?
We haven't yet.
Okay.
We haven't yet.
We have a favorite one that we go to every single time. I mean, anytime his truck is around, you're going to find both Todd and I going, give us food.
But we do want to try the new Indian truck, yeah. right? That's something that is on our list.
Yeah, Afghanistan food is really
I was
good.
Just going to say, yes. I walked by the Afghan vendor
it's
and I was
delicious.
Like, oh, that smells so good and I so want it. So, Oshkosh Farmers Market, downtown Oshkosh, from when to when?
8 a.m. to 12:30 p.m. every Saturday through October 25th.
This weekend is July 5th. Of course, they're doing the flags and the veterans and all that stuff.
Yep.
Next week,
Christmas in July.
I love it. How about the website again?
www.osfmi.com.
Michelle, we love you.
We love you, too.
We do.
Thanks
we
for
do.
Having me.
Anytime.
Absolutely.
Promise you'll come back.
I always come back.
Okay. At some point, we're going to scare her away. I know we will. Stand
Good
by. More
luck.
More Mino and the Mayor on the way next on 98.3 and 96.5 WISS.
The national news cycle never stops, but it can be hard to find news about your local community. Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.